Before you cross the street, you better look both ways, or we'll throw you in the pokey for a dozen days. And all around the county, every woman and man knows we'll pull you over just to play our banjos.
The Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopLock.org. CopLock is a decentralized project supported by a diverse group of individuals united by their shared goals of police accountability, education of individual rights, and the dissemination of effective tactics to utilize while filming police.
And that's the plan, Joe. Throw you in the can, Joe.
From Keene in the Shire, the Liberty Media capital of the world, this is Daryl W. Perry, host of the Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopBlock.org. This week, a couple of stories that should cause anyone critically thinking to see that those wearing badges aren't always operating with the best of intentions. A Capitol Police officer with Indiana State Police was arrested after claims that he molested a female juvenile in a swimming pool. The Johnson County Sheriff's Department said the molestation occurred during a party on September 1st at a home located in the 5600 block of South 550 East. Police became aware of the situation after two adults reported that they witnessed 43-year-old Scott Litton inappropriately touching an 11-year-old girl. After interviewing the victim, it was learned that Litton kissed and inappropriately touched her. Litton was initially arrested on a sexual battery charge. However, after further interviews, police said the girl admitted she was fondled by Litton while in the pool. Charges against him were upgraded to child molestation, a Class A felony. He is currently on paid administrative leave pending his court hearing. That's right, this predator in his 40s who touches little girls against their will is still receiving a salary on Indiana taxpayers' dime. In other news, a Bexar County, Texas Sheriff's Office deputy is suspended for 10 days after he shot and killed an unarmed motorist after a minor crash in San Antonio, Texas. Bexar County Sheriff's Office Public Information Officer Paul Berry said the off-duty officer left his job as a security officer in the early morning hours on a Saturday, soon after the deputy and another man apparently had a minor car crash. According to Berry, the two pulled over and started arguing. It is unclear whether the argument turned into a physical fight. Berry said the officer feared for his safety, pulled out his weapon, and fired multiple shots, hitting and killing the other driver. Berry says the officer was wearing his uniform at the time and says the other driver was unarmed. A standard police uniform generally includes a baton, pepper spray, a firearm, and often a taser. The investigation is ongoing, but the deputy keeps his badge and his weapon while the investigation is open. The lack of specifics provided by Paul Berry leave many things unclear and many questions unanswered. For instance, what exactly did the unarmed man do that would justify the use of the most lethal of the array of tools at the officer's disposal? What did the unarmed man do to justify the use of force against him at all? Did the police officer truly fear for his life, or did he simply use that phrase as a get-out-of-jail-free card, as so many officers before him have done? At a minimum, the altercation is an example of excessive force by police. On the flip side, cold-blooded murder. As there have been no mainstream media mention of the unarmed man being a giant, having superhuman strength, or trying to run the officer over with his car, it is reasonable to deduce that an initiation of force on the part of the unarmed man could have been quelled with one of the officer's less deadly weapons. Interestingly, though, mainstream media made no mention of the unarmed man initiating force against the officer at all. That's this week's Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopBlock.org. I hope you'll take a moment to consider just what it is that you are being forced to pay for with taxation and speak out against the violence and the corruption. Until next week, stay safe and remember that badges don't grant extra rights.
When you're in our county and you want to drive, just remember to go 55, 'cause all around the county every woman and man knows we'll pull you over just to play our banjos.